All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Shortlisted, the podcast by APMP GMC, where we chat about proposals and the business of winning work. Heather Finch is your host. She leads a proposal and presentation solutions team and works from her home in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Heather's a strategic leader dedicated to building inclusive cultures and designing work that highlights human creativity. She's also an APMP board member and chair of APMP's Pride Affinity Group. Today, she's joined by Danielle Boyce, who has spent the last 9 years as a proposal manager for a technology company in Omaha, Nebraska. She's currently the chair of GMC's member engagement initiatives and spent a decade as a corporate journalist and freelance photographer before being recruited to the proposals industry. Heather and Danielle, go ahead and take it away.
Absolutely. And Danielle, it's so good to see you again. I know our time overlapped when we were both on the board for GMC. And now you've taken it and you've been leading the membership engagement committee. So do you want to talk a little bit about what you do with that?
Yeah, so we are just really wanting to offer more ways to even more ways to connect with our members, whether it be reaching out to them when they first joined to say, hey, here's some resources, or if it's doing a new member welcome, which we just had our first one this week on Monday, and that turned out really well. We had a good turnout, and we want to make sure that people know from the beginning how they can get the most out of what we have to offer. And our chapter has so much to offer. There's something for everyone. But we are just, looking for ways like the town or the new member welcome event and some other events coming up, which include a town hall meeting next month, to also just connect more and let people know how to get a hold of us if they have questions, which reach out to me anytime. You can reach me at dboyce, which is B-O-Y-C-E at gmcapmp.org. We also have our info email address for APMP at GMC and the contact page. But our ultimate goal is to just find more resources, tools, and ways to connect with the membership and grow that membership as a result of all those offerings. So,
yeah, and I think a lot of us have experienced the, maybe coming into the profession and thinking we were the only ones in the whole world that did a job like ours. And then you discover APMP, and then it's almost like the floodgates open and it's hard to figure out what to really do. And actually, that's a great segue and perfect timing to have Danielle, to have you on the podcast. So we got a question from one of our members through Dear GMC, where they're asking, I'm new to APMP and wondering what tips you have for getting the most out of my membership. There's a lot out there and I'm kind of lost. What do you feel is the most valuable thing that APMP offers? And that was from I'm a newbie. We posted that on LinkedIn a couple of weeks ago, and we got back a comment from Silke Cole, who recommends volunteering on a committee or a chapter board like she had done for a few years. It's the best way to get to know the wonderful people of APMP and learn more about what our membership has to offer. And, funny enough, Silke and I became friends through organizing local Milwaukee events together. And we, continue to be friends even outside of APMP. So, Danielle, any advice that you can give to new members with how to get involved?
I really agree with Silke. Whether you join as a new member and then take the next step and check out the committees and what the committees are about, or if you want to take a bigger jump, becoming a piece of the board is very, very enriching, and it immerses you even more, and you develop a really strong and much broader network that way. I think beyond that, the websites and all the websites have to offer, both our international organization and our new GMC website that we launched in May. It's got just a ton of content, and we want to hear from you. So go there, let us know your thoughts. And also, as you mentioned, LinkedIn. But ultimately, I think Silke is hitting the nail on the head for the biggest part of it.
Yeah. And I think for me, I remember when I first joined, you know, I like read a lot of the content on the APMP site and learned through that and webinars and going to BPC, which was amazing and very overwhelming. It just always felt like, oh, the people that are on the board, like they're so official and like, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh, that's so intimidating. And I could never imagine getting involved. And I ended up, a friend of mine, Christine Sawinski, I got her to join APMP and she's just somebody that gets involved in things. And so she just, you know, got her foot in the door, started doing things and then pulled me into actually being involved with the group. And that's when I really felt like I started getting the most out of APMP. So Danielle, how did you get your foot in the door to start down this path of being on the board?
I really just got involved in the committees. I had been working with Katie on the marketing and communications committee for a few years. And I just saw a need for more energy being put into the membership engagement side of things. And so I volunteered to be on the membership committee, started working with the membership chair, sharing some of my ideas, and reaching out also to our international contacts to kind of see what guidance they could provide to breathe some new life into it. But ultimately, it was just getting a foot into the committee, and then the board position came open, and I was already taking the plunge part way. I figured I might as well take the full plunge and like you said, get the most out of it. Take advantage of the opportunity. So.
Yeah. And it's funny, like it can be hard still trying to make the connection. And if you don't already have a friend, you know, or an acquaintance or a colleague that's in the group, like trying to find, okay, like, how do I make that connection? And I can, you know, at least everybody that I've met through APMP, both and the Greater Midwest chapter, as well as the International Board, we are all just a bunch of nerds for proposals, and we would love to help you get involved. So, you know, don't ever hesitate. And I'm speaking to the listenership here. Don't ever hesitate to reach out to somebody to find out how you can get involved. There's so many different things and so many different ways that we can either, you know, really capitalize on your existing talent or give you opportunities to learn and grow in ways that you might not be getting in your, you know, your quote unquote day job. It's such a warm and welcoming group. I've always enjoyed being able to talk to anybody that gets involved just because it's an easy conversation to have.
It is. I think the questions that you can ask when you're in that environment, you know, it just feels like you're at home.
Yeah, absolutely. So Danielle, you've been in the proposal world for 10 years. Is that about right?
Close to it. Yep. 9.
And you did some journalism and photography before then, correct?
Yeah. So I've been in the proposals industry for the past 9 years. And then prior to that, my roots were in journalism and communications. So worked for a public relations agency that did corporate communications work and internet work, both print media, pretty much the whole gamut. We did brochures and pamphlets and everything. So.
Yeah, and I've known a couple of people that have made the jump from journalism to proposals. Seems like there's a lot of overlap there. So Danielle, do you have any advice for people that are looking to make that kind of career move?
You know, I think your skill set's real similar to what people are looking for in the proposals industry, as Heather kind of just alluded to. So, you know, it's somewhat of a natural transition, but you really just have to be willing to not only do the writing, but do so much more, right? Because it's so much more than just writing when you get into proposals. you're really doing project management and managing all the pieces and the timelines. And but if you like to be nerdy like us and do that, it's a lot of fun. And we can all sit and, you know, share war stories, which is also fun.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, so 9 years of writing proposals, do you have any sense of how many proposals you've written?
I'm pretty sure it's around the 300 mark.
Okay. So that's a sizable population. So as you're thinking of those 300 plus or minus proposals, what's one that you'll always remember?
You know, the one that will, I think, forever be burned in my memory, which mainly because I just learned so much. But it was for the state of Michigan, which has 83 counties. These counties were going out to bid for some new systems and support services that went with them. And while it was a statewide project, the counties kind of got to do their own decision making. So those 83 individual customers within the state is really what we are serving. And so that was very complex. They wanted a 10-year plus contract. And of course wanted many things rolled into pricing, which you can't predict 10 years out. And so things like that made it very challenging. It was a very competitive environment at the time. And so no pressure, right? and it was the first major statewide bid that I was assigned to lead. And so I was probably, I don't know, a year into my, proposals work, maybe not even. And so it, you know, the bid, it was released, then it was canceled, then it was re-released. So we also got the fun of working it more than one time, right? and I think by the time we got done, it was 500 plus pages was our response. So it was an enormous amount of work. And unfortunately, with the exception of a few counties, we didn't fare very well. But, you know, I learned so much. I learned the intricacies of managing a huge proposal like that. I learned what I was capable of, and also somewhat what I wasn't yet capable of, right? And what our team was capable of. It was a good reminder to ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask the questions and ask for help, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing hurt. If you don't ask, you don't get it, right? Necessarily. And then just exercising humility, while building your credibility with that subject matter expert network. But also at the same time, kind of trusting your instincts, right? And knowing that you're in the room because you're meant to be there. And there were just some things that, you know, again, it was new to me working that kind of project, that big of one at that time. And so there were some things that came with the intricacies of a big bid like that, that I questioned. And a few times in the end, if I would have went with my gut, that was where we should have been. But I was new, you know, new to the industry, new to this big bid environment. And so, you know, it ended up being, well, it was a hard loss. It was just, it was a lot of that it taught me. And I think that's, you know, just invaluable, really, especially when it's your first big one. And you also learn what not to do that next time, right?
Yeah, I swear, Michigan has been the theme of my life lately. Last weekend, I was asked to officiate the wedding of a very good friend of mine, and I'm from Michigan originally. And so I did a little mini road trip from Milwaukee up to the northeastern part of the Lower Peninsula. And then by the time you get all the way back, you know, up there, it's just makes you know, it's as much sense to go up through the UP to come back down to Milwaukee. And, you know, as you were talking about the 83 counties of Michigan, I'm just like my head spinning thinking about the complexity of, you know, all of those individual units, but then also you've got like Detroit, which is so heavily urban, and other big cities, and then very, very, very rural areas. And so thinking about like all the different needs of all of those different counties, I can see where that would be a very memorable bid to have put together.
Yes, it was good. It broke me in well for future statewide projects.
Well, fantastic. Well, so, you know, we are coming to the end of summer here. Some people might say summer has already ended, but Danielle, do you have anything, any highlights from your summer or any highlights coming up that you're excited about?
You know, we outed a few days after Bid and Proposal Con in May, when we were all in Orlando, and took my 6-year-old little girl to Disney and made some memories there. And then, you know, throughout the week, in addition to the conference, which was a ton of fun, and networking and memories itself, right? And then she just started kindergarten this fall. So just having fun watching her learn and grow. And, you know, I'm trying to milk the last days out of summer. I'm calling it summer. I like tacos more than pumpkin spice. So, you know, I can wait for the fall to arrive a little bit longer, but I do love fall, the colors and the, you know, just the cooler air, and it's a fun season. So I'm looking forward to all those things.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Danielle, this has been such a fun conversation. I appreciate getting a chance to catch up with you again. And until next time, we'll, you know, see you on Shortlisted.
Wonderful. Awesome. Thank you.
As a reminder, the advice and thoughts shared in this podcast are for entertainment purposes only. Please use discretion and common sense as you navigate your own careers and lives. We wish you the best and appreciate you listening.